are related to you. They're all your
relatives.
And if somebody else was named, you might say, no, he's no.
He missed out on my family tree.
He's not any.
He's not any kin to me.
Let's see.
Are you not related to me?
If somebody came into town like me that you'd never seen before, you'd say I'm a
total stranger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Suppose it's somebody from another country.
Another country. As a stranger.
Foreigner?
Yes, you'd be a foreigner.
Would you ever call
would
you call anybody a foreigner who came from this country? Like, would you call me a foreigner?
Yeah, Georgia Cracker.
Okay, but would I be a foreigner, though?
No.
Okay.
My mother.
Okay. Suppose somebody's from the north.
Yeah, you'd call them a foreigner.
Anything
or
else?
Yankee.
Yeah. Is that an insult to call somebody a Yankee?
No, it's just a byword, more or less, just a phrase that you'll hear used. No resentment in that, you know. I say, you damn Yankee, you know, or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
But that's not an insult.
Go back to Yankee country. Get to Oregon.
Just joking?
Joking.
Okay. The name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
George Washington's wife?
Martha.
And then there's an old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Mary. Oh, Nettie.
Yeah. Let's see. A male goat is a what goat?
Huh?
A male goat.
You just get a goat, I'll tell you, but a male goat is a billy.
Yeah. And the first of the four Gospels was written by? It was not Mark, and it was not
Mark,
Luke.
Mark, Luke, and John. Four Gospels?
Yeah.
There's one more. Huh?
There's one more. Mark, Luke, John, and M-A-T?
Matthew.
Yeah.
Matthew is the full guy.
Okay. And what did you say you thought I did for a living?
Teach.
Well, what's the noun there? You thought I was a?
An English teacher.
Okay. Is there an old-fashioned word for that?
Old-fashioned word for an English teacher. Yeah. She's one of those proper teachers.
Well, I just meant any teacher.
Hey,
that
I've heard that, really. Oh, what's she do? Oh, she's one of them proper teachers. Proper.
That means
what's
English
that?
Teacher?
Huh?
That means English you're teacher. You're proper. Oh, I'm not very proper.
I'd generally be a man to say that because you don't know anything about English. You didn't mean pass it.
Okay. Where's the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Where is it now? I'm dadgum. Is it Bantam?
COO. It's in New York.
Connecticut, New York?
It's Cooperstown, I think.
Oh, Cooperstown. What's wrong about him? Cooperstown, New York.
If
yeah.
you lopped off the town there, how would you pronounce that name?
Cooperstown.
All right, just dot the town, just the name.
Coopers.
Yeah, well, without the S, too. Okay, if there were a married woman with that last name, how would you address her?
If there was
her last name is Cooper, and you don't know her first name, so you call her?
I'd call her Miss Cooper.
Okay. Then, what would you call a preacher who's not really trained, and he doesn't have a regular pulpit, and he just preaches every now and then?
Well, he could be a deacon, or he could be a lay leader, or...
What about a carpenter who, maybe he could build a chicken coop, but he couldn't build a house?
He's a jackleg.
Good. Would you use jackleg for any other profession?
Dig a ditch.
Well, what else? Who else could be a jackleg? Could a doctor?
Oh, yeah.
So what else?
Most anything. Most any type of profession could be a jackleg at his profession.
What's a jackleg something else?
Well, just about half. I won't say the rest of it. Just about halfway do a job.
Oh.
Halfway right.
Okay.
I won't express that what I want to say is old. Byword, half-ass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's the old
yes.
expression here. That's,
yes.
I forget that every day.